Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We turn to a super friend of the show, and he is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. And don't forget, you can hear the Browns right here on Sunday as they take on the Carolina Panthers. And Doug will be there with Jim Donovan. And we're looking forward to listening to all the play-by-play action. Deke, how are you
Hi,
today?
Deke. Doing fine.
Deke, I need to ask you this before we even get going. Did you actually spill a soda at the end of the game last week, or were you guys just joking around in the booth?
Nope, I spilt one. And considering how many sodas I drank during the course of the game, I think my ratio is maybe 1 out of 100.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
That's a good percentage.
Diet or regular?
Diet.
How bad were your notes after you spilled it all?
I managed to miss my notes.
That's good. Did you get Jimmy's notes or no?
No, but I almost got the computer.
Ooh, that would have
nice.
Been bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm listening to the game last week, and I start cracking up because – you know, they're making fun of the fact that he hit a cola over on the thing. And I'm like, I can only imagine what a mess the booth is.
How many do you polish off in a game?
Oh, I hydrate very well.
I don't know what that means.
I alternate between the sodas and the waters.
Huh. All right, Deke, I don't have anything on today's game. I was just holding that question back for the whole week. And
okay.
Have a great weekend. It was great talking to you.
Hey, okay.
All right, what are your thoughts on this weekend's game?
Well, I think, you know, the thing you got to control is obviously Cam Newton and McCafferty. And Cam Newton, it'd be interesting to see how he comes out on the injury report and whether they activate another quarterback, because they only have two on the roster. They have one on the practice squad. But, you know, it seems that, you know, Cam has had some problems with his arm. In fact, you know, the last throw that he threw in the game last week was well short of, you know, where he was trying to get it. So. But, you know, McCafferty is a special player. I mean, you get him out in space, and he's a tough guy to bring down. But, you know, as far as, you know, running between the tackles without much room, you know, he's once you get your hands on him, you can bring him down. But trying to get him is the tough problem.
Hey, Deke, besides the defense maybe letting up a little bit or taking the foot off the pedal, well, how do you explain Baker having such a poor first half and having such a good second half?
Well, I think, you know, they weren't all Baker's fault. I think, you know, the first one, he got some pressure in his face, and, you know, it was one of those where he probably wished he wouldn't have thrown it. The other one, I thought the Callaway could have came back for the ball a little bit. But the third one was the only one really, you know, it looked like he maybe got a little frustrated and just threw it down the field. But, you know, he's a rookie, and I think if we look at the other rookies that were drafted in that class, you know, his numbers are far ahead of everybody else. And, you know, you're going to have growing pains, and you got to give credit to Romeo Crennel. I mean, he just rushed four and dropped a lot of people, and there's less holes. And, you know, when you have a team like the Texans that have three great pass rushers, or, you know, Marcellus and Watt and Clowney, you know, a lot of times you keep a tight end in, or you chip with the back. But when you do that, that takes one less receiver out of your passing game.
Deke, when you look at the plan of attack, and I love when, like, this happened a lot. This is the one time where I'll defend Hugh. I mean, there were so many games where they were down where they just had to pass the ball. And last week was one of those games where you're not going to have the rushing attack that you had. How do you walk out of one of those games saying, okay, how do we continue to be confident in our running game, even though we're down two touchdowns? How do you build that into again, an offensive set? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, you know, you have to continue to run. I mean, one of the things that Kyle Shanahan was so great at when he was here, even though they'd be down, he'd continue to run the ball. And when you run the ball, it kind of keeps the defense a little honest, and it helps your pass protection. And, you know, these guys have done a great job over the last 3 weeks of not giving up a sack, so, you know, and part of it in the first two games of the three, they ran the ball very well. So, you know, it's something that, you know, it's not always going to be productive, but it's something that's, you know, necessary to keep the offense a little bit more balanced.
So you're saying the offensive line is protecting the quarterback better because we've been able to run the ball better.
Well, that helps. Okay. That helps a lot. That, you know, and I think, you know, Greg Robinson has been has played well over there at the left tackle. He had a couple holding penalties, and I'm not one to ever point a finger at somebody having holding penalties, but, you know, he's done a nice job over there, and it's kind of solidified because teams were running the TE games, and they were getting too much penetration in the pocket, and, you know, all of a sudden things have gotten a little more firm up front.
You know, going back to what you said about Kyle Shanahan, two touchdowns down is not a big deal anymore in the NFL.
No. Especially if you watch that game last night, that was some of the worst tackling I've ever seen by Jacksonville. Boy, they were horrible.
Yeah, that 99-yard touchdown, a little tainted.
Yeah, a little tainted. Yeah, but you know, hey, they're you know, give him credit. He's a good running back.
I know, Christian McCaffrey, your thoughts, because we've talked about him the last couple days in these press conferences and, you know, what kind of an impact he can have in a game. And really, I mean, you talk about a workhorse. This guy's a workhorse.
Well, not only a workhorse, he doesn't come off the field. I mean, he's caught 80 balls already this season. So, I mean, he's a big part, and he's a leading rusher. He's got a shot at 1,000 yards. You know, in the past, though, you know, they used to Greg Olsen was a big factor in their offense, but, you know, he got hurt last week. They put him on IR. They've got a couple young receivers, and they've gone for speed on the outside. You know, C.J. Moore is a guy that, you know, once he gets the ball in his hands, he's like a running back out there. And, you know, they're a team that, you know, got some talent, but, you know, last week they turned the ball over too many times. You know, it's much like us. You know, we turned – that's, I think, only the second game we were on the negative side of the giveaway takeaway. And, it, you know, really buries your football team because you just you can't give the other team the ball four times.
Deke, what's the injury situation? Getting some people back?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know what the situation will be with Denzel Ward, but, you know, hopefully he'll be able to play. But, you know, I think, you know, you look at the Carolina, you know, they've lost their two tackles. So, you know, they've got some problems up front. And another thing is they've got three guys that are probably going to retire at the end of the season. And, you know, when you know you're going to retire and you're planning on retiring at the end of the season, you know, that kind of weighs on you mentally, I think, you know, because, you know, how you approach the game. I mean, I was telling somebody last night, you look at between Peppers and Mike Adams, they've got 32 years of experience. If you took our entire defense, starting defense, I think you added it all up, you'd get 32 years of experience.
Deke, can you, as we, I'm going to talk about the coaching search here for a second. Can you weigh out the differences between hiring a guy who's a coordinator right now in the NFL or maybe hiring a head coach from college? When you, if someone says that to you, which one do you think would be a better fit, or what makes one a stronger candidate than another? How do you answer that question?
Well, I think, you know, it would depend on, you know, if you're hiring somebody out of college and, you know, his expertise is, say, on the offensive side of the ball, I think the key is to hiring a good defensive coordinator because, you know, you got to leave that side of the ball to him as he adjusts to the NFL game. But, you know, we've seen this college game really just bleed into the NFL game now where, you know, what we saw last week and, you know, with that RPOs, you know, with Deshaun Watson and the execution of it. And, you know, I give Bill Bryan a lot of credit. You know, here's a guy that worked with Tom Brady, who's probably one of the least mobile quarterbacks that's ever played the game, to working with Deshaun Watson, who's, you know, kind of a special player, and he has the ability to run around and make plays, and he's adjusted his offense to it. So, you know, when you look for a head coach, you want somebody that's going to be able to adapt to the people that you have on your football team.
You know, Deke, we've had a lot of opportunities to look for new coaches here, but what's interesting is that some of the players are asked questions and they're responding like there's no coach there. You got Greg Williams sitting there and you're getting all these guys commenting as if he's not there anymore.
Well, I think it's, you know, the way the question is presented to him. And I think, you know, if somebody comes up and says, what do you think of this guy? You're going to answer the question, what you think of that guy. But, you know, they know it's out of their control. I think Baker did a, you know, good job of handling the Lincoln Riley questions yesterday. You know, yeah, he'd probably like Lincoln Riley, but, you know, he's not going to come out and, you know, say, oh, that's my guy, we got to get him. You know, because he knows that you know, he's just a player, and the coach is the coach, and Dorsey's the guy that's going to hire him.
Deke, what do the Browns need to do to win this week?
Not turn the ball over. I think, you know, control the football. And, you know, obviously you got to take McCafferty out of the game as much as you can because, you know, once he gets in space, he is a dangerous guy.
Deke, thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you on – or listening to you on Sunday, as always. So, Deke, thank you very much.
Thanks, Deke.
Okay, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.